This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And we're back on Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Free Liu,
Arvind Yuvraj.
And we are asking you, are the jobs kids want today different from the jobs you wanted as a kid? We've got a couple of messages on WhatsApp.
This is Irene. Said, when I was a kid, everyone in my school had the same three ambitions in different orders. Doctor, lawyer, teacher. Chinese school, go figure. If you were in Indian school, it'd be doctor, lawyer, engineer.
Engineer.
Right.
The intro of Audrey's show earlier at 10 o'clock was that. We've got one message on Instagram saying that I used to dream of being a model, even though I didn't quite have the face for it. Now I'm a stock trader.
Okay.
I guess, you know.
And so long as you're happy.
Yeah. Anyways, jobs that didn't exist 15 years ago. Arvin.
Yeah. So there are a bunch of articles online that list jobs that weren't around maybe 15, 20 years ago, maybe even as far as 25 years ago, but we're not pushing it. So there's a lot. We pick the best ones that really reflect the times that we are in now.
Okay.
Of course, there are the usual ones like app developer. That's very common. There's like social media manager. That's very, very common.
But they didn't exist 15 years
didn't
ago.
Didn't exist, but still valid jobs. Yeah. But, you know, still it's more common in the tech space now. These come from Glassdoor. Even this piece is about a year old. The first one is data scientist. Data science has been around since the 1960s, but it only became in demand over the last 10 years because of how everything is based on algorithms, based on tech, based on data patterns. The median salary for data scientists is $110,000 a year, and job satisfaction is at 4.4 out of 5.
Wow.
Yeah, so which is high. Also, according to LinkedIn, it's the most promising job in the US this year. They did a study at the end of last year, and data scientists came out at number one. The second one, this is interesting. You mentioned this just now, podcast producer. That's another job that just popped up. Podcasts have been around since the 80s, but it started picking up like crazy after 2004. And then you look at it like today, everyone has a podcast. Everyone who wants a brand of their own has a podcast on either Spotify, or Apple Music or something. And we can't imagine a world without podcasts, especially if you go on Spotify, it's like 50% music, 50% podcasts. And people make a lot of money. Even celebrities go on to podcasting and then they expand their brand. And then there's a whole revenue stream coming in just through podcasts. So that's another one. Number three is two different sites actually listed Uber and Lyft driver, which I didn't expect to see on the
gig
list.
Economy.
Yeah, gig economy. So, you know, we always like call it gig economy or freelancing or something on the side, but people who are drivers actually make a good living by doing by driving Uber and Lyft, and then locally it's Grab, of course. So if it becomes a full-time thing, I took a ride last month, and someone said they got here, they moved here from Johor because they wanted to get more jobs, more gigs here. So it's a full-time job for them. Anything with artificial intelligence, that's number four, like anything to do with AI. Number five is cloud architect, which is a awesome job title, like cloud architect. The word cloud itself has changed for us. Yeah, now when you say cloud, you think of servers and, you know, data storage or just connecting to something else. Then you think about the fluffy thing in the sky.
Not a meteorologist.
Yeah, no. It's just like, it's literally data. Again, going back to the data scientist, again, going back to data storage and stuff. But that was number five. There's a lot more. Anything to do with automated driving, telemedicine physician is another one, virtual assistant, content moderator. That one is a bit controversial. We always talk about how people have to watch so much content that comes into Facebook and YouTube, and they have to censor to make sure that other people aren't watching it. And the funny thing is about this article is that by the time the kids today grow up enough to enter the workforce, some of these jobs might already be obsolete.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so they might not be able to do it anyway. The jobs that weren't around like 20 years ago.
I think the ride-hailing jobs as well, right? Because we see the rise of automated vehicles, you know, self-driving cars and stuff, right? And you know, now it's at an infancy stage, but once we see maybe in the next 15 years, 20 years perhaps, you know, these kind of, I guess, you know, services will all be automated. It will just be a self-driving vehicle.
Yeah.
Right. And everything, you know, like all this has been driven by technology. you know?
Yeah, 99% by technology. We also did a story when early this year about how there shouldn't be digital marketers in offices anymore. Like, they have the digital marketing team, but they said that nowadays, everybody has to be a digital marketer. Everybody has to be tech savvy or social media savvy. So you don't need a few people in the office to be digital marketers. Everyone should be a digital marketer. So they said that's another thing that might go obsolete. And like you said, like the automated cars, as more automation comes up, most of these things will go out of style maybe in the next 10 years.
In a lot of like industries, I recently did a panel in an accounting scenario. So there were, you know, I think about 300-400 accountants on stage, and really the topic was on trust and security in big data, and it's addressing to accountants. And you know, generally, I guess 15 years ago, you'd go like, why would accountants really be involved with technology side of big data and trust and cybersecurity? But now it is part of their daily lives. You know, you can't run away from the fact that you need to be equipped with these kind of skills in order to be agile when there are new things that develop. Like you mentioned, in a few years' time, some of those jobs that you mentioned may be obsolete.
Yeah.
So what do you do with the skills that you learn in that sector? You can apply it in different I guess, in industries and in new industries that will appear.
So it doesn't just like fully disappear. It sort of grows and evolves. Now, quickly going back to the LinkedIn survey that LinkedIn did early this year about the most promising jobs in the US, their list is also very interesting because it's a mix of old school and some new stuff. So number one, data scientists, I mentioned before, the best representation of our time. Number two, there was information technology lead is at number 9, but those have been around for a while. Cloud architect is at number 11 and machine learning engineer is at number 15. But other than that, most of the other jobs on the list are not new school jobs. They're not like new-ish. They're mostly old school stuff that has been around for maybe 30, 35 years. It just changes the job title. They add things to the end or the prefix or the suffix. So it sounds different, but if you look at the things they do, it's pretty much stuff that people have been doing for the last 40 years.
Like Sharul Nizar, right? The general manager, but also the mayor of Kidzania.
Right.
So job titles is will change, but what you do will still pretty much be
the same.
The BOMOs are weather consultants. For real.
Yeah. Well, I know, right? Like, anyways, that's all the time we have for today's show. And we started off by asking you, are the jobs kids want today different from the jobs you wanted as a kid? Because it is Universal Children's Day today. Following that, we had a story on...
Robert Walters Recruitment Outlook 2020.
Then we finished with jobs that didn't exist 15 years ago.
And also thank you everyone for your messages, your tweets and your Instagram replies. Coming up later at 1 p.m. is the Breakfast Grill replay, and in celebration of World Children's Day, Kidzania Kuala Lumpur comes on the Breakfast Grill to discuss the business of theme learning centres and if they are overrepresenting consumerism and capitalism in the educational process at the expense of other realities like environmental and societal awareness. We also discuss their plans for the future and also how Kidzania helps a child grow to be what they want to be. That is, of course, with Sharul Nizar. He's the general manager and the mayor of Kidzania Kuala Lumpur. That's all the time we have. And if you miss any parts of this show, you can download the podcast now, available on the BFM website or the BFM app. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with Fred Liu and Arvind Yuvraj, and you've been listening to Enterprise Biz Byte on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.